Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Hello and welcome to Off the Mark. I'm Andrew Hughes. He's Aaron Hughes. Let's get right into the news. Jimmy Wang Yang signs with TNA. What's going on, Aaron, with this?
Yeah, he tweeted out that he has signed with a promotion who he worked for in the past, and he actually was with TNA back in 2002. And, you know, he has said that it's a promotion that's a national promotion, and the only one I can think of other than maybe Ring of Honor would be TNA. And I think he could have a pretty good fit there. In one of our previous episodes, we actually talked about, you know, of the people that had been released, if he would have a good fit. And I said, you know, maybe. What do you think, though? Do you think that he'll work out in TNA?
I think he should. I mean, I've always enjoyed him performing. I think he's funny. I kind of liked his gimmick when he was basically like a cowboy and stuff. That was more comical to me. I like to see him do like a more of a serious role if he is TNA. I mean, in Ring of Honor, you can do more. I think he'll be a bigger star if he was in Ring of Honor, but most likely, like you said, I think it's TNA.
So. Yeah. Now, something else is that apparently there's been some pretty poor ticket sales for TNA, and they've actually had to make price cuts because of it. They had for TNA's Victory Road VIP party, it was $299, but according to some reports, they've sold 12 packages. And so, yeah, 12 packages. And 12 packages. So they actually have had to discount them to $99.
What do you get with those, by the way?
I'm not sure. You know, I mean, a Victory Road VIP party, I'm guessing, you know, you'll probably get to, you know, meet some of the stars, put on one. You'll probably, I don't know, maybe take a chair home or something. I have no idea.
I think what it is, in all seriousness, I think you get a chair, if I'm right. I think you get a chair and you sit ringside and you get like a bunch of other stuff, get to meet someone afterwards, but they of course never tell you who it is, so it's usually someone stupid like Kishi or something like that. Anyways, Raw this week, Raw was pretty good this week. We had Jericho versus Edge, or I'm sorry, in their mini feud. Jericho came out to the Cutting Edge, and they continued their little side feud, which I think will probably continue to WrestleMania, which is going to be annoying as all get out, but that's just how the WWE is.
But what did you think of that, though? Because I actually kind of liked it, because they're like trying to out-heel each other. You know, like how sometimes you see faces trying to out-face the other face? And this was actually, I thought, kind of cool, because they were both like calling the people idiots, but at the same time they're fighting with themselves. So what do you think of that?
I was kind of, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I love when they do stuff like this, but when they do stuff like this, it has to be done right, and they're doing it right. But they're also letting Jericho lose a lot of matches while it's going on.
Yeah, yeah. And I, you know, we've talked about this in the past, so no reason to keep bringing it up. But, you know, obviously we don't like that, so.
Exactly, dude.
So Team Uso has been attacking the Hart Dynasty for the past month or two, and they've been coming out and they've been talking about how they're the, you know, next big tag team. And I kind of want to know from you is this team basically came out and they immediately are feuding for the tag team titles. So do you think that that's something that they should do, or do you think that this is a team that they should build up, like they should have wrestle other tag teams and then eventually go after the Hart Dynasty?
Well, the thing is, I think they're pretty over in FCW right now, or Championship Wrestling for the people who don't know. They're pretty over down there. They're the tag champs, by the way. I think because they're so over there, I don't think it really matters. I mean, I think that a lot of people see how they're already a heel. I think they don't need to, you know, work their way up, because there's really no tag teams. And I think they do an excellent – I saw some of the stuff they do at FCW, and I was pretty impressed. It's still rusty, but still impressive, actually.
Do you think that it would be okay for them to maybe bring the FCW tag titles with them and maybe claim that, well, we're the tag champions of this other promotion, and we want to become the tag champs now with WWE?
I see where you're going.
Do you think that'd be something that'd be kind of cool?
See, I see where you're going with this, and you can't do it.
You don't think so?
You can't, because the thing is, Alex Riley right now is the champ, is the FCW champion.
Mm-hmm.
They don't talk about NXT down there. They talk about it like it, the NXT doesn't even exist. If you're, if they're, if the, when the guy goes down there, besides, I think the Nexus group, when they go down there, they're that character. So since Alex Riley is the champion, he acts like the champion, and you can't bring stuff from Florida Championship Wrestling up, because if people start hearing about it, they're going to want tapes. Some of the, like the people who are, you know, the marks, they're going to want the tapes. The Smarks already have the tapes or already get a hold of them. I mean, I can get a hold of any of the championship or the, any of the FCW shows really fast, actually. And those shows are actually not bad, but you can see how they're progressing. And I think that if you were to bring the tag titles in, people would be like, what are these for? I almost think it would be, it would make FCW a little weak, if that makes sense.
Hmm, interesting thought.
Yeah. Anyways, SmackDown. So Serena's officially out of the Straight Edge Society.
Well, no. Actually, we reported last week that she was, because by all accounts, it looked like she was. You know, for everyone that saw SmackDown last week, you know, she basically said she was drinking and Punk left her in the ring. It basically was like she was kicked out, and that's what it looked like. It turns out she actually was not kicked out, and this week, Punk gave her a reprieve, you know, and let her stay in the Straight Edge Society. So,
okay.
You know, so, I mean, it, I don't want to say it was error on our reporting, but, I mean, that's, I guess it was more speculation. That's kind of what it looked like. And, you know, we thought that, well, you know, they need more women wrestlers, so it makes sense. But as of right now, she's back in. Next week, she'll probably get kicked out. Who knows?
I don't think that they will get rid of Straight Edge Society for a while, because they put out a Facebook page just recently. So I think because of that, they're going to be around for a while. In the Money in the Bank ladder match, they added Drew McIntyre and Dolph Ziggler.
Do you think they're going to add anything?
Dolph, no. I mean, Drew McIntyre's an okay wrestler, but he's still in Florida Championship Wrestling every week, which is kind of funny, I find. But I don't know. I don't think he's that good. I mean,
I don't think that they're going to add much to it. I really don't.
He almost seems like he's Jack Swagger on the mic, but more mentally handicapped,
mm-hmm.
if you can get that far. I just don't think he's good on the mic. I don't think he should even be in the match. I mean, he may take an awesome bump. I think Dolph will end up winning it, though, because of many reasons, but I think he'll somehow sleaze his way into winning it and, sleaze his way into winning the world title. Which actually will make the title weak, but I wouldn't be surprised if he won.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me either, because they've been really trying to get him into the forefront, and they really need another heel. Like, they need a heel to win that title, because, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that every Money in the Bank ladder match winner, for the most part, has been a heel, other than RVD, because when RVD won the thing, he said, here's when I'm going to face you. I'm cashing it in at the One Night Stand ECW paper. That's when he cashed it in.
Correct.
And CM Punk, I guess he was a face when he won it, but
yes.
Then he became a heel. Like, he won it and became a heel because he cashed it in on Jeff Hardy. So
yeah, that was sad.
Yeah. So, I mean, the thing is, I think that they need to have, I mean, they need a heel to win. To be honest, they probably should have a heel win both of them. So that way you can kind of get more heels up there, because it's pretty easy to get over as a heel. You know, I mean, to get over as a face, it can be difficult. So
I agree. They already have a heel for a champion on Raw, so you know a face is going to win.
On Raw, probably. Yeah, on Raw. But the other thing actually that we probably should mention that I didn't put in the Raw rundown is that R-Truth is injured, and so he's actually out of the Raw Money in the Bank paper. So who do you think is going to take his place?
Never even thought about that. Daniel Bryan? No, actually, I'm not sure. I wouldn't be surprised if he saw Wade Barrett. If he saw Wade Barrett do it,
that's what I was thinking. Actually, that's what I was thinking,
because they said that he won't be fighting any champions anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so why don't put him in the match? See what happens. I mean, if he does go in the match, by the way, it's to me, it's kind of sad, because they can go another obstacle to quote unquote win the world title. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
Yeah, but, I see it.
Kane, he's still looking for Undertaker's attacker. We're going to continue with storyline again.
Do you care for the storyline at all?
Could care less. I'm just glad to see that Glenn Jacobs is doing something.
Yeah, you know, I don't think anything really needs to be said. I mean, neither of us really like it. So moving on to NXT, there's not much to talk about because, pretty much it's just NXT. So I thought for the section.
Actually, I was ticked. By the way, I have a beef with NXT. I'm going to talk about it right now. Okay. First of all, I record all WWE shows 7 minutes after they end. Okay? 7 minutes. Seven freaking minutes, all right? You would think they could have wrapped it up. But no, they had to start at 59 minutes. So the people who don't realize that there's usually an overrun got screwed.
I know. It was horrible. It was horrible.
When did the show end? Did it end like 10 minutes after? I mean, I don't want to have to set it for 15 minutes, but...
I don't know. I mean, it was pretty bad. I mean, it was awful. I mean, I'm going to have to probably go in and set at least 10 minutes on NXT.
And we shouldn't have to. It was a taped show.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
I mean, even when Raw has their tape ones, they still end it at 10:05. They don't let it go to 10:20, which is what I let it record to now because of so many problems where it's been like 10:17 and the show finally ends. And I would have missed a lot of it. So looks like I'm going to do the same thing with NXT. At least SmackDown, when it's 9 o'clock, it's 9 o'clock, it's over with.
Yeah, I mean, that literally is only 2 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the nice thing. So. But one thing I did want to ask you, though, was I wanted to ask what your thoughts were on the people from NXT. Now, we've had, so far now, 16 people. And out of the 16, we've had one person use his real name, which is David Otunga, and one person use somewhat his real name, Daniel Bryan, even though it's Bryan Danielson. So, right. But the other 14, they use completely different names.
Which I don't understand why. What is it, Joe McGillicuddy? Is that what his name is? Or Michael McGillicuddy?
Mike McGillicuddy.
Mike. Yeah, his name's Joe Henning. And everyone knows who Joe Henning is. And he's actually is really good in the ring. His dad was, of course, Kurt Henning, Mr. Perfect. And you'd think they would bank on that just a little bit.
I guess like the one thing is that one in particular kind of bothers me because the other ones, like Percy Watson, like his name fits his character. You know, it does. And like Lucky Cannon, his name is Johnny Prime. And the thing is, like Lucky Cannon, that's, to me, that's fine. Like, because it's not even a real name and you don't think it's a real name. But like the thing is, like Husky Harris, you know that's not his name. You know that. And like Eli Cottonwood, to be honest, he actually has a pretty decent normal name. His name is Kit Christensen.
Right.
So, I mean, it's not like it's that weird. Alex Riley is Kevin Kiley. So, I mean, you know,
it's just a play on words for him.
Yeah. Like, my question is, do you think that it's smart? Because WCW back in the day, they said that they wanted to use pretty much all real names. You had a few people like maybe, say, Glacier, you know, who used a different name. But, you know, Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, Sean Waltman, they came in with their names.
Sean Waltman didn't, dude. You forgot about that.
Well, he was six-pack. He was six-pac. But, you know, they did call him Sean, though, also. You know, I mean, they made no bones about it.
Right.
My question is, do you like them changing names?
No. It's dumb. I saw what they were doing with, you know, Bryan Danielson. I see that, you know, he's like, well, there was a guy named Daniel Bryan, but now there's this guy named, you know, and he said, like, so he's basically getting rid of the character, and basically that was a throwaway character. Some of the guys who've been wrestling with the same name for a long time, and then they just up and decide to, hey, we're going to change it. I don't understand. I've never understood that. To me, it's dumb. And it's always like the little things. Like they would change it just barely, just enough so then they would actually own the name. And I mean, they're training. They're under WWE contract. Come on. You know, they should just.
And, like and some of the name changes aren't bad. Like I think of like Ken Kennedy. And, like, I understand, like, that, and that's kind of cool, and you can, like, bank on that.
Yeah.
But the thing is, there are so many name changes that you look at that's just kind of weird. Like, Justin Gabriel's name is Paul Lloyd Jr., and I'm taking a look at some of the names he went by, and, like, Paul Lloyd Jr., so he went by PJ sometimes. One of his names was PJ Black. That's a name you could use, you know?
That's a cool name.
You could call him Paul Lloyd Jr., PLJ if you wanted to, or just, if you wanted to call him just PJ, you could do that. Mm-hmm. You know, So I don't know. I was kind of curious what your thoughts were on that. We probably spent a little too much time on it. But you know what we don't spend enough time on, Andy?
It's GoDaddy. If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has what you need. .com names as low as $1.99, plus world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much, much more. Plus, when you enter the code POD149 when you check out, you'll save an additional 10% off your web hosting order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Summer stickers fly, see site for details. Moving on to TNA. That's Total Nonstop Action. So, they're doing it again. They're doing a feud that failed WCW, WWE, ECW, and now in TNA. Bubba versus Devon. Don't give a crap. Don't care.
Yeah. Yeah, the thing is, too, like, if you do, like, a small feud where they have, like, issues, that's fine. But they're doing a full-blown feud with these two. I mean, they're going to have a match at pay-per-view. And the thing is, I'm sorry, but they tried singles careers, and neither of them worked out.
No.
They are a tag team. And I know that there's only so much you can do with the tag team, but the thing is, they are, and they're probably the greatest tag team of all time,
Top three, top three.
I mean, easily top three. They're probably the most decorated of all time, I would imagine.
Well, they've held all the belts.
Yeah, I mean, they held WCW, ECW, WWF, WWE, TNA, NWA. I mean, they've held them all, you know? So, but I don't know. I don't care for it. And, you know, something else I'm kind of weird on is that Desmond Wolfe's push is over now because apparently management does not like him.
This is sad, dude. That's just sad. How can he not like Desmond Wolfe, dude? Seriously. I mean, did he take someone off?
Wrestler.
That's ridiculous. That's redonkulous.
He left Ring of Honor to go to TNA. I mean, he was a decorated champion there. And now, I mean, he's a laughingstock. You know, they need to push him really bad.
Yeah, tell me about it, dude. That you can't bring someone in who's great somewhere else and he's great there, then all of a sudden because you don't like him, just go ahead and say, yeah, you're done. That's ridiculous. Seriously. I mean, I don't know, dude. One thing that's not ridiculous though that they're doing right, I will say, RVD versus Samoa Joe.
Yeah. This is I really hope you guys saw this. I mean, I really hope that everybody saw this because it was an amazing match. It really, really was. And I really hope that if you did not see it, do yourself a favor. Go to YouTube and just, you know, search for it to see if you can get clips of it. It's one of the things that TNA, I think, is doing correctly is that they're having pay-per-view matches for their main events. Whereas WWE, I mean, when you look at, like, the Raw main event or the SmackDown main event, it's normally a tag match between a couple of the, you know, the high-profile guys. Or it'll be a singles match where it'll end with a DQ or a count out or something stupid like that. Like, you normally don't have a match like Cena versus Sheamus and actually have Sheamus win. You don't have that, you know?
Right.
So it's kind of nice to see this type of match, you know, where you have a clear winner. So.
Yeah, I hear you. Nice. All right, moving on to our weekly segment. We actually got one. NXT Season 2. We want to talk about each wrestler and what we think about them. So far. So, Aaron, your favorite person so far, Alex Riley. What do you think of him?
Well, not my favorite person. I must say, like, I think that he definitely has a look. I think that there are more people in Season 2 that have a look than in Season 1, so let me start off by saying that. I think he has a look. I think he has some potential. I think that he will need to be polished, and I think that he would probably fit in pretty well on SmackDown. He doesn't seem like a Raw guy yet. So what about you?
Yeah, I actually thought SmackDown since day one. I thought that he would go to SmackDown because, I don't know, SmackDown seems like they have more like characters. And he's more of a character oriented. He's like, hey, in high school, I was the big jock, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I see that he has potential. He needs to really sharpen up. The next one is Eli Cottonwood. He has a look. He needs to work. He's too new. He shouldn't have gone up. I actually, when I heard he was going up, I thought that was ridiculous. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Why him? One of those things. But what do you think of Eli?
Yeah, that's kind of the thing, too, is it's like he was playing basketball and like they're like, oh, you're not any good. And he's like, OK, well, what else can I do? Oh, I can wrestle, apparently, because they like people who are 7 feet tall. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, just because he's big. And he can't wrestle. I mean, he's not going to sell tickets, you know, and no one's going to pay to see him get beat up either. And that's kind of my beef with him. So, but Husky Harris, though, I kind of dig him a little. He's kind of a cool character. He kind of has that Joe Everyman feel. Like he looks like the type of guy that you would see at the bar, you know, and you'd have drink or a shot with.
Yeah.
So, but as for like wrestling, I mean, you know, I saw him in a couple matches and it was mediocre, I thought. So what about you?
I think he's really good in the ring, actually. They don't let him one thing, because I've been watching a lot more FCW lately. Watching him wrestle there, you see how good he is there. But it's like he doesn't fit in. Like right now, he does not fit in to NXT. Like I actually think he's almost doesn't need it. But he's there because of his dad, you know, Mike Rotunda, a.k.a. IRS. And he actually looks like his dad, which is really funny. So, but I don't know. Like, I guess my thing with him is he's really good in the ring. And he's, when you look at him, I think they were talking a couple weeks ago about he doesn't look like he's that fast in the ring. And he's really fast, actually, for a big guy. This sounds really weird, but I almost wish that he would lose like 40 or 50 pounds. And I think that then it would be a different story. But I think if he was to lose basically like, you know, like the everyday Joe guy, if he was to lose that weight, I think he'd be a lot better. But that's just my opinion. Next, we have Caval, huge fan. I can't say anything bad about Caval. I think he has probably the best mic work out of all of them right now. Besides Percy, but that's a different story. But I think he actually has the potential, of course, to be a champion. He is small. He will fit probably be on SmackDown as well. What do you think?
You know, I mean, with season one, we both had a predilection towards Daniel Bryan. And, you know, same thing here with Caval or Loki. You know, he's a great wrestler. And he puts on some great matches, and I really wish that they will let him soar. Because, to be honest, actually, I think he could go to Raw because he's, I think, 5'8", and Jericho's only like 5'11", and Edge, I think, is 6 foot. So I mean, he wouldn't be like incredibly smaller than some of the other people there, and I think that you could actually have him maybe get into feuds with them.
Okay.
So. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, we'll see. But Lucky Cannon is actually another guy that I really like. Like I said, season two, I actually like a lot better than season one after seeing him, you know, a few weeks. Lucky Cannon, I like the name. I think if you kind of go with that gimmick, I think it can be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's kind of a pretty boy who, you know, almost a Shawn Michaels type, in my opinion. So I think he would do good on either brand. I think he would shine on either brand. What about you?
Oh yeah, I think he would definitely shine no matter where he goes. And I just like the thing. It's I got lucky, and I always find that hilarious. Just simple saying, just great. And plus, he actually looks like some of my wife's cousins, and you'll see what I mean. All right. Anyways, Michael McGillicuddy, a.k.a. Joe Henning, name changed because he went by his mother's quote-unquote maiden name, which is not true. I have nothing bad to say about him. He is great. I see nothing but potential for him. What do you think?
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree, although I really think that you should bank on their star power. You know, you bank on the fact that somebody is the son of the IRS or that this guy is Mr. Perfect's son. Don't call him Mr. Perfect. That's fine, you know, but call him Joe Henning, you know, and you could have like some, you know, like Mr. Amazing. You could do something like that if you wanted to. But anyway, though, moving on to your man crush, Percy Watson. What do you think about him?
Dude, I think he's hilarious. I seriously think he's hilarious. He's one of the funniest guys in there right now. And the character is over the top and just makes me laugh.
I think he could actually fit in on Raw with Santino.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, okay, I'll give you that.
I think he could go like anywhere. I think he has some great mic skills. I've only seen one match of his, so I can't really say much about it, about his wrestling ability. So I do apologize there, but his mic skills are very, very good, you know, and he's such a more animated character than like David Otunga, who also had great mic skills, but
he can't wrestle. I mean, he can't wrestle though.
Yeah. It was a train wreck. I mean, it was a train wreck, you know? So, and I mean, he has, you know, he's Showtime Percy Watson, you know, and oh right. Yeah, like he has stuff down.
Yeah.
He is ready. Like, honestly, do not let him win, because you should put him in the main roster right away, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. Titus O'Neil, though, he's been eliminated, as everyone knows. I was disappointed. I thought he was a great wrestler. I think he was a little too – it was too early to bring him in, but, I mean, what do you think?
I don't think that he should have been eliminated, in my opinion. The thing is, like I said, I actually like all the people here. You know, NXT Season 1, there were so many. I mean, realistically, Daniel Bryan was the one that you and I both really liked. Justin Gabriel was the other one. You know, there were really only two people. We didn't care for Skip Sheffield, Darren Young. I mean, Heath Slater I know you liked, but I thought that his mic skills were just so atrocious that they didn't make up for his wrestling ability. Wade Barrett is just kind of, I mean, he's mediocre in my opinion. So there were only two people I liked, but here on NXT Season 2, I actually like pretty much six of the seven, I would say almost. So, you know, realistically, the only one, I mean, Eli Cottonwood we don't like. And, I mean, I don't know, Alex Riley I think is, you know, he's okay. So
he's a champion, FCW champion.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, so Titus O'Neil, I would have gotten rid of Eli Cottonwood first is my
guess. Yeah, I agree with that. He should have been gone first. So, but anyway, so that's NXT Season 2. First off, thanks, Aaron, for coming on.
As always.
Well, of course, I want to say thanks to all our fans and, of course, Section 86 and 86 Productions. If you want to follow us on the Twitter, of course, the show is AlphaMark86. He is AP Hughes. I'm AHughes86. And, of course, for Aaron Hughes, I'm Andrew Hughes, and we're tagging out.